for that. But while we're talking NBA with Jamie, might as well focus on the local scene, the NBL, which is coming towards its finals campaign. Larry Kesselman is the owner of the NBL. He's on the line. Hello, Larry.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. We are getting ready for the finals just around the corner. You happy with what you're seeing in the domestic game?
I couldn't be happier. I think the way the season has panned out, the crowds, the closest of the games and the actual competition has been fantastic.
I mean, I must admit, look at the top six at the moment. It's Sydney look like they've taken up the minor premiership with a win over the Phoenix yesterday. Cairns, New Zealand, Tasmania back in, Perth and the South East Melbourne Phoenix. It's a pretty diverse top six at the moment. It makes for should make for a pretty exciting final series.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. I think it's not something that everyone expected. I think Sydney is not a huge surprise, and you'd be a brave person to bet against them. I think they're playing amazing basketball. But some of the other surprises have just been great. You look at New Zealand after being on the roster through COVID to be where they are is amazing. Cairns, Tasmania, again, probably a bit of a surprise for some people. So, yeah, we're loving it.
And Tasmania is a great story, but Cairns is, I think, one of the great, the really impressive stories from the NBL this season. What's been the turnaround for the Taipans? How have they done this?
I think a lot of things for success in the NBL depends on the culture. And I think Fordy is the coach going there. I think the sort of game he's got them playing and the belief in themselves has just been incredible. You look at their roster, the same as the Jack Jumpers last year. Not sure people gave them a chance to be where they are, and that's the type of competition we have. If you do the right things, you'll succeed.
Talking about the Jack Jumpers, I read today in the paper that you're keen to sell them, offload them and focus on the next big project for the NBL. Do you expect to have any trouble finding a suitor to take over the Jack Jumpers, considering how successful they seem to have been in Tassie?
No, not at all. We've got a huge amount of interest in clubs in general from both local and overseas, just the league's on the global scale now, and there's a lot of interest in it. My hope is that we can find great local owners, and we'll go through that process first and foremost. So, number one, Tasmania, hopefully more local Australian ones before we take the search more global.
An amazing campaign for them, their inaugural season last year for the Jack Jumpers. Are you surprised that things have gone so well? They exceeded your expectations, or is it what you thought it might all be?
I was actually quietly confident for this year. I have to say I was blown away by what transpired last year. And I think it's the same story as we're talking about Cairns. I think you have to go and look at who was the coach and the culture that they've set in there. Scott Roth's done a fabulous job in Tassie to build that club so quickly. And on and off the court, I couldn't be happier. The sort of support, we have not had yet one seat unsold in the 2 years. So
wow.
It's been a sellout every game.
Nick Kyrgios doesn't want to buy that as well, does he?
No, I'm not sure. I think you want something a little more local.
Of course, taking a bit of a piece of the South East Melbourne Phoenix of recent times. The crowds, Larry, is 14,000 for the Kings game. They've hit crowd records, all-time records this year. Are they coming more than they've ever been? The records, not just with the Kings, but with the league at the moment?
No, they are. They are. So we're quietly confident we'll get close to the all-time record. We are at or even beyond where we were pre-COVID. So the game is growing, the league is growing. That's ultimately what we want. More fans and more interest in our domestic products. I think people realising that what they've got here is the second best league in the world, and they're coming out in droves to watch it as they should.
And not just as fans either, it seems, but as scouts. The NBA sending scouts to the NBL more often than they've ever done so, and you talk about being the second best league in the world, that seemingly the NBA are on board, and the bang for their buck for the quality of player they seem to be getting out of a relatively small pool is through the roof. Are you having those conversations with the NBA to get more scouts here?
Yeah. Well, when we have our preseason, we've had every NBA team represented, so we've had as many as 30, 32 scouts coming out to watch our preseason games. They're constantly here. We're now recognized as absolutely the right pathway to the NBA. So many of our graduates go on to play in the NBA now. So that's why they're here. They're watching the players. They're assessing who they can take to the NBA. You have a look at Melbourne United last year's class graduated with three people going straight into the NBA. So that's unheard of from any other league.
It's great for Australian basketball. What it does for the grassroots, let alone the interest from the sporting fraternity, is just magnificent. So long may that continue, Larry. And we've had a few success stories coming from the States to be a part of the NBL and then go back and be a part of the NBA. Bronny James, LeBron's boy, has made a bit of a name for himself over there in the college hoops game. Are you a chance to get him to be a part of the next Stars program?
I think we are. Look, I think we're a chance. I think no one is saying that it's anywhere near a done deal. The sort of commercial interest in him, both because of the profile that he has and the player that he is going to be enormous. It'll be a very hot contest to see whose page he's going to sign the contract on. So we'll see how that all goes. We'll put our best foot forward and see where it lands.
What does the sell look like to a guy like Bronny James?
Well, for him, you know, the world is his oyster. He's obviously got amazing footsteps to follow in, so he knows what success looks like. Everyone talks about the fact that he is a great player. It's still in the making, but also you look at the publicity and the attention he's going to get. So commercially, that's where the conversation is going to be. I believe the NBL is the best pathway for young players to come and become professionals. That's what it's about. It's not just developing your game. It's also playing against men. And getting ready for the NBA. So that's what we pitch, and we've got a great track record with people like LaMelo Ball, RJ Hampton, and others that have gone straight into the draft and been lottery picks. So we've got a proven track record. Whether we've got the dollars and the tyranny of distance may be against us as well. So we'll see how we go.
Well, it certainly would be a massive coup if that was to be the case. We'll be following that story with great interest. The finals around the corner, Larry, always great to chat. Good luck for a great postseason.
Thank you.
Larry Kesselman with us, the owner of the NBL.